everybody. It's Lily and C. Vale. How are you doing?
Awesome.
As if you actually answered me. I'm doing fine. Driving to a potential client's business, and I'm hoping to gain that account, but we'll see. So, I'm a little frustrated. Frustrated, not flustrated, because I wanted to say flustered. But I'm a little frustrated because this guy, he keeps hitting on me, and, you know, I'm trying to be nice, so I don't really know what to do. And I do want him as a client, but then I kind of don't, because, God, if he's just going to hit on me all the time, I really don't care for it, you know what I'm saying? But, then again, I'm like, damn, he would be really good money. He's just the kind of person that I want as a client, so I don't know what to do. So I keep letting him flirt with me in hopes that maybe he'll, I don't know, fuck. I don't know. I don't know what to do. What would you guys do? Set boundaries? Like a normal person? So, I was on Facebook, like I always am, and I came across this little ad that was talking about ADHD, and it is something that I had, what a jerk. Anyways, it's something that I had talked about with my therapist about maybe actually that I have ADHD, which is why I can barely talk sometimes because my head is just spinning all the time, racing thoughts. And it would make sense with all the other crap that I got going on, but I took the quiz and it told me I had severe ADHD. So, and then it wanted me to pay for their app so I could go about, like, helping myself. So I got to pay to, I don't know, which I didn't really like, but, so I got to pay to make myself better. But I guess I pay for therapy, so I don't know what the difference is, but maybe there's no difference. So, if I have ADHD, it would explain so many things. So, but I hate that it's like one more thing I gotta add to the list of all the crazy shit that I got going on. But maybe it'll take place of some of the other things and I can stop taking so many pills. I don't know. I have anxiety really bad. I take clonopin 2 times a day. I mean, it really sucks. And then I take Abilify. I don't know. Anybody on here have ADHD? Want to talk about it? Like, how does it affect your life and whatnot? Because for me, it just sucks. And I don't know, man. I don't even know what to say. I just want to, I want other people to weigh in on their thoughts and tell me what, you know, they think. But I'm going to bring it up to my therapist because I know it's just some stupid little quiz, but I answered honestly, and that's what it came up with. So there were 63 points, and I got 57. Yeah, 57. So, if that tells you anything. It's pretty high up there. So the other day, I wrote in my vlog about my stepdad and how things keep disappearing in the house. Mainly food. It's always food. Not mainly, it is. It's always food. And it upsets me because he eats everything. They wondered why he has bad cholesterol. And, so I'm like, well, I wonder why. And then, he just fucking eats everything, and he doesn't tell anybody. And then we're like, does he think we're stupid that we're not going to notice? Because, trust me and believe, trust and believe, that I noticed when my freaking gummy bears were empty. I noticed that shit. I noticed that you ate all my cereal. I noticed that. I noticed you drank all the milk. My mom noticed that you drank all the damn hot chocolate. So, I mean, God, that guy is behind me that wouldn't let me pass. What a jerk. I hope he's not following me. Oh, the adventure. We shall see. So, it's just sad because you watch him, like, basically kill himself. He eats a lot of food and he's gaining a lot of weight and he works out for like 5 minutes and he quits. So he's not really doing anything. And, I mean, to him, he's doing a lot, I guess, because it takes a lot out of them just to work out for 5 minutes. Maybe that'll help. I don't know. But he won't take his cholesterol meds. He's going to do it the natural way. But here he is, you know, loading up on cheese and just all the stuff, like greasy foods and stuff that one person shouldn't eat in order to get their cholesterol down. You're eating eggs, bacon, blah, 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 sausage, ugh, fried chicken. I can't sit by and watch somebody just basically clog their arteries. I mean, you're going to have a heart attack one day. And then what? Will you survive and it'll wake you up? I don't know. He fell off a ladder and that didn't do anything. He almost died. Now he has brain trauma and a metal plate in his pelvis. 6 broken ribs. And all his little vertebrae on the spine that kind of stick out. That V shape. They're all gone. So he broke all those off and he fell down the ladder. I don't know, man. It gave me a new perspective on life. He had to stay in a nursing home and that really got to him. It affected him for like 5 minutes. And, you know, he doesn't want anybody to put him in a nursing home and stuff, and I get that. I don't want to go to a nursing home either. They stink. And there's nothing but dead bodies everywhere. It's disgusting. And we just thought maybe that would bring him back down to earth and be like, man, I got it so good at where I'm at. You know, the food's better. Maybe get him looking forward to stuff. But now he's just back to his regular self. Depressed. So depressed. I don't know what to do for him. sad because, you know, like, he's my stepdad and I love him, and, but he's killing himself. And it's frustrating because you want them to be healthy, you know? Like, my mom and I, we try to be healthy. We do work out all the time, drink smoothies, eat chicken and rice. We just try to be healthy. And I know I need to lose weight, you know, but I'm trying. And I work out for like 30 minutes to an hour every other day or every day. Just depends on what I'm doing. But, I really try. I just want him to try. I feel like he's just given up. And he doesn't help the situation at home any. My mom practically hates him. She loves him, but she hates him. And that's really stressful. My case manager the other day asked me if I ever thought about moving out. I'm like, yeah, all the time. She goes, well, do you want to make that a goal, like to move out? I'm like, yes, but I also want to be with my mom. I want to be with my mom. And do you think if I move out, my mom will move with me and just leave him there and let him clean out his own toilet? I don't know. Just, I don't know if I can live on my own. I've never lived on my own. I was married for a long time. Before that, I was in a relationship, and I lived with him. I moved out into my best friend's house, so I didn't really live alone there. I lived with my sister once, so once again, I'm not alone. And, I don't know, man. I don't know if I can do it. Isn't that sad? I want to. But I don't know if I'll get so lonely and, like, bad thoughts will come. I don't want that to happen. So, maybe I'm just scared of the unknown, I guess. I don't know. I got my dog, but I'm gonna have to take the other dog too because she would freak out if I left. Supposed to be my mom's dog, but she's totally attached to me. She's obsessed with me. It's kind of funny that she's so obsessed with me, but I wanted her to be my mom's dog, and it just didn't happen. She don't respect my mom at all. My mom tells her something to do, and she just turns her nose up at her. So she ends up yelling at her, and of course that scares her, so she does what she's supposed to do. But, you know, she doesn't do it like how she's supposed to do it. She just doesn't do it that way. She doesn't get, there's no respect. So today I'm noticing on the road, and this is the second time this has happened, that people are really pissed off, just really, really angry. And I'm going, like, I always go 10 miles over the speed limit. So that's pretty fast. And I guess it's not fast enough because they speed around me like maniacs. And then they turn off. I don't know, like a half a mile down the road. So they'll buzz around me, and then a half a mile later, they stop, because they got to turn off. So what was the point in that? The fuck? Just wait your happy ass back where it was instead of making me have to slow down because you're an idiot. Idiots drive me nuts. Just drive me absolutely nuts. And they're all over the road, so you gotta be careful. You always have to drive defensively, because you never know when some moron's gonna T-bump you, running through a stoplight, because they're on their damn phone. And you're saying, well, you're driving. Yeah, but I got my little phone in a little carrier, and I got my hands on the wheels, so I'm not distracted. Because I like doing two things at once. Talking and driving. That's what I do best. And, I don't know, I'm pretty good at it. I do it. I'm good at it. So, I've been reading this book. And everybody knows it. I'll say it. How to be a badass or whatever. I think that's what it's called. Ways to be a badass or something like that. Anyways, Julie Sincero, I believe that's her name. She wrote the book. And it talks about being positive. And how being positive will help get you the things that you want out of your life. It will help you manifest the things that you want. And I'm like, okay, I get that. You know, when you're happy things happen to you. Good things happen to good people sometimes. And sometimes that's just not the case. It's not because they did something bad, it's just because something bad happened to them. And I guess maybe it's how you look at it. You know, like if something bad happens to you and you're a good person, and you keep looking at it in this positive light, then it's your perspective of the whole entire situation. You could go about your whole life, woe is me, like my stepdad does. Or you can say, I'm going to make the best out of this horrible situation and find the light in the good and be positive. And I really appreciated that. I try to do that. And what really struck me in this book so far is that, and this happens to me all the time, but she says, I manifest a good parking spot. And I'm like, okay. And she says, I don't wonder if I'm going to get up front or get a parking spot up close. She goes, I know I'm going to get a parking spot up close. And this is funny because every time that I go somewhere with my mom, she calls me a bitch because I always get a parking spot up front. Always. And I don't worry about it. I'm like, I know I'm going to get a parking spot. So, and it's going to be up front. I don't worry about it. I don't worry about parking in the back nine. But I also know that I'm not going to have to park in the back nine. And my dad, I want to take my sister to this dinosaur expo. And my dad's like, oh, you'll never find parking. And I'm like, yeah, not with that attitude. I'll find parking. Better believe it. Right up front, too. Next to the handicaps. I'll find parking. Right next to a handicap parking spot where I can't park. That's okay. I'll find parking. I always do. Is it a positive outlook that I have on life? No, because I'm not very positive. I'm pretty pessimistic about life. But it's just because I just say it's going to happen to me. So, I'm going to try to incorporate that same attitude into my everyday life. Like this account, for instance, that I'm driving to right now. I'm just going to say it's my account. I already know I'm going to get it. And that way, I don't worry about it. And you know what? If it happens, awesome. And if it doesn't, there's other people I can go bother. So I went to go bother somebody just before I started recording this. She wasn't there. That's okay. I left a message. So hopefully she'll get back with me, because that'll be a good account to have. I went to go bother somebody way out in the boondocks of where I don't live. It's really far away. And I went to go visit her, and she wasn't there, so I called her the next day, and I left a message. And I don't know, I guess she hasn't got it, or she doesn't care to call me back, but she hasn't called me back yet. So. But that would be a good account to have, and I'm just going to pretend that's mine. Just like that parking spot. It's mine already. Somebody pulls out, I pull in. You know, that's just how it happens. Or it was just waiting for me to pull in there all by itself. I don't worry about it. And I think that's just something in life that you have to you just have to manifest it for yourself. Because if you keep worrying about stuff, it's just never going to happen. Or if you keep saying, oh, I don't think that'll never happen to me, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you're probably right. So, isn't that what they say, though? It's pretty cliche, you know, to have that attitude. But that's what they say. And if it's gotten me a parking spot this long, then I'm sure it's about to get me other things in my life that I want. So I have this journal, and it says, what are you manifesting today? And of course, I'm manifesting a new space. I would love to have a new house, or build on to the house that we currently have, or tear it down, or something to that nature. But I am manifesting a new space because I'm tired of the one that I live in. And I'm hoping that it's going to happen. No, it is going to happen. Right? That's the attitude. It is going to happen. We're going to get a new space. And I can't wait. So, yeah. Read the book. It's yellow. If that helps any. Since I can't really think of the name of it. And manifest your life. It's February. It's a good time to manifest things. Beginning of the month. It's new energy in the air. And it's just a good time for new beginnings. So that's what I think. You tell me what you think. Do you believe in manifesting things? Do you believe in a positive attitude gets positive results? What do you believe in? Are you pessimistic, kind of like me, and the world is shit? It'll always be shit. Nothing good ever happens. God, that's a horrible attitude. But sometimes I have that attitude, and I just can't break from it, and I try. I read these little self-help books, and it helps me. It really helps, just in general. Another self-help book that I found amazing was Atomic Habits, and that book really showed me things that I look at and put them in a new perspective for me. So instead of saying, you know, hey, I have to go drive to this new account and I don't want to because it's freaking far away. And I should say things like, I get to go. I get to. Notice the word get. to go to this account today, and I get to talk to this person, and I get to sign them up, and they get to be mine. Instead of saying I have to, I say I get to blog today. Not that I have to blog, I get to blog. I get to talk to you fine people. Not that I have to do a podcast today. Doesn't that make it sound like, God, I have to do a podcast today? No, you should say I get to do a podcast today. And it really lightens up the mood of doing your chores, actually. You know? Like laundry and cleaning the house and stuff like that. Because there's a lot of people in this world that don't get to do things like that. And that they wish they could do things like that. So instead of saying you have to, just say, I get to. And see how it changes yourself. Just see. It can't hurt. Right? Nobody's going to judge you. Nobody's going to be like, oh, you're too optimistic for me. We can't be friends. And if they are that kind of person, maybe you shouldn't hang out with them anyways. So. Maybe they don't deserve to be your friend. Well, it's 26 minutes and 41 seconds. And I'm almost to where I need to be. There's another, like, 15 miles. God, sucks. I've already driven so far already. And it's over by my house, but I gotta stop by the office today. And that's not by my house, so this really sucks. Because it'll just make me want to go home. But I can't. Gotta get out there and make money. So I hope that you guys have a good day. Stay positive. Change your attitude about stuff. And see where it gets you. And damn it, that's your parking spot. And it's always been your parking spot. In fact, it has your name on it. And if somebody parks there, well, screw them. Because that was your spot. Okay. I've done enough. I hope you guys have a great day, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.